Welcome to the 21st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
And no one remembers me, I am Kyle.
Woo, all four.
We're back together, guys.
Back in action. It's been months.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It's been about 2 months, I think.
It's been a while.
It's
bad, everybody.
Yeah.
Now we're back up to full strength.
Yeah, for 21 run.
Yeah. And we're legal, guys. We are finally legal to drink.
Drinks of alcohol. Yes. And only one person at the table has alcohol.
Yes.
It's the youngest of everyone, too.
Oh, I just wanted to make an announcement.
By the time this podcast is released?
Yeah, we're full for Anime Expo.
Are we?
Woo! Good job, guys.
And Fanimam should be done by the end of this, when this is out?
The Fanimam images should be done by Monday night. If you want to be on a wait list, it's a possibility because people do cancel on us. So you can do that. I'll change the website to reflect that. But yeah, that was fast.
That's awesome, guys. I'm really happy for you.
Fastest.
So when is Fanime?
Or not Fanime. Anime Expo is the 4th of July weekend.
Okay. So. That's all right. You guys are always gone the 4th of July. I keep forgetting about that. That makes sense.
Well.
So there's that. And we'll be getting macaroons for Rebecca while we're there.
Macaroons.
Big old case of macaroons.
From like what was that place? Like the
Louis.
Bottega Louis.
Bottega.
Yes.
Nice.
Always says it wrong. Bottega is what he called it, which is like the opposite and not the right word.
So if you are at Anime Expo, go there and eat.
Get their beignets. Holy.
Is it more of a baguette than anything?
Bottega.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also for a baguette.
And also. We got stickers!
Woo!
Here you go, Rebecca.
We meant to bring this up last week, but they were delayed just a bit.
Yeah.
Yes,
I really wanted to.
How does this work?
We got to peel it and then. But save it for your helmet.
Fancy technology.
Yeah. And I put it on the back of my cell phone.
Whoa,
for those watching the video, here's the sticker. Super fancy. Kevin and I spent weeks hemming and hawing about what size to get. Jesus Christ. And this is pretty good, I think.
Yeah. It's a reasonable size sticker.
It's a good size to put on the car, put on the helmet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too big. Not too
small. Yeah. Because we were like, if it's too big, it's going to be stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's too small, it'll be stupid.
Yeah.
So. It has to be just right. You have a baby bear. That's got to be the baby bear.
It's got
to. Trust me, it took us a long time.
I thought Mama Bear had all the good stuff.
No. Mom was too cold. Dad was too hot. Baby was just right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's baby bear.
Because she's the middle
size. She's the middle size.
The bed's the right size.
The bed, yeah. The baby bear bed's too small.
No, okay, well, we're gonna have to look at some.
The mama bear's not smaller than the baby girl.
No, but mama bear had cold porridge.
Maybe she.
But she did their beds first. Didn't she, like, do a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so mama bear's bed was the best.
What a bitch. And why did they just have porridge sitting out?
Let it cool off.
They were like, oh shit, emergency, let's all go leave the porridge. Anyways,
So good we'll be handing these out at Anime Expo.
Yeah, so if you want one.
Come
say hi.
Yeah, get a stick face.
I'll just be slapping people with them.
Yeah. So. Can you get like a stamper's night where it's like the sticker's already pre-peeled, stamp on the face and just sticks to them?
Everybody's like, oh!
Surprise!
Yeah, that'd be really satisfying, actually.
Before every cosplay, before every photo shoot, you have to stick them with the sticker somewhere on them. It's like, okay, you have to promote us. Here you go. You're gonna ruin your cosplay
here,
okay?
Picture.
Yeah.
You don't even need to put a watermark on the pictures anymore.
It's just the sticker on
there. It's on them. That's awesome, guys. That looks really cool. It's a good size,
They're
for
good
sure.
They're good quality. Sticker Mule.
Yes.
Where we got them from. So,
we're sponsored by them?
I wish. They did add us on Twitter, though.
Yeah, they did.
But really?
They add everybody.
Oh, okay.
They have, like, 13,000. They follow, like, 13,000 people. So, like, I don't feel special, but whatever. Anyways. Steam sale's going on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Awesome.
Rebecca.
Tell us what
did you buy something from the Steam sale?
Yeah, I bought two things. About Goat Simulator and Octodad. What? They're so dumb. That's what I like.
$6.
Yeah, I know. So I was like,
surprised you remembered and got them.
Well, I was on Facebook. Well, I don't know. Okay, I was on Facebook, and remember Sam who worked at Borders with the dark hair?
No. Okay. Yes, I barely.
He had posted something.
About
just some little cartoon, and I'm like, I know what that is.
So you went on, and it was
I totally found it
nice.
On the internet because of the internet. I felt cool.
I was
hip.
Showing her Goat Simulator and Octo Dad a couple weeks ago. the Achievement Hunter.
The Achievement Hunters, yeah.
And she was cracking up, and she was like, this is so stupid.
Octodad's then, like, whoa.
And she loved it. So she was like, that's amazing. Nice. I was surprised she actually went, she's like, I'll get it. And I was like, no, you won't.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I was expecting just to, you guys to tell me like weeks afterwards, oh, that Steam sale happened like
that's
3 weeks
gonna,
ago.
That's
remember
what
that?
Was
I was going to be like, no.
That's exactly what was
so I felt
happen.
Super neat.
Nice.
Super good, super with
I
it.
Remember.
Yeah.
Purchased a bunch of games too.
A lot of games, yes.
What else did you guys get? Something else as dumb as those two?
No, we didn't get those.
I can't have a serious game.
Yeah, we got a serious game, so we got.
You get Fallout? You're talking about that.
Borderlands.
It's not on Super.
Oh, yeah, Borderlands.
How much is Borderlands?
$30.
Well, so it's $10 for the Borderlands 2 Game of the Year edition, which includes everything.
That's on
sale today.
Oh.
So
yeah, they have their flash.
That'll be cast.
Flash sale.
What? No, it's a flash sale today. So it'll be over by the time people see it.
I was going to say, it's going to be gone.
Yeah,
right? So you can't say.
Yeah.
Don't Starve.
You
think
it
Don't Starve.
I heard a lot of things people talk about that a lot. Okay.
Oh, I saw that one. Don't Starve. Yeah.
And then we got Castle Crashers, which I shouldn't have bought yesterday.
Here, I'm looking at it.
Go talk to him. Email Steam. Be like, hey, you know.
And then we've got Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 7.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best years.
Yeah. That's what
those are the edgy
good.
Years.
I mean, here's 1 through 4, and I was like, nah.
No, he wasn't. No.
I was like,
those
are
some angsty years.
Maybe I should buy some games. I bought none.
Witcher stuff's on sale.
Witcher's, yeah.
Oh, is that the cool
thing? I kind of want to get Fallout 4 New Vegas, like, legally. I had
is
the
it,
torrent for a while.
$5!
That's a lot of, that's 5 McChickens, man.
I saw it.
But,
I
know.
I know.
Well, no, it's $11 for the Ultimate Edition.
What
or the,
is
like, which is the game
okay.
Which is what I want to get.
Calm down.
So.
Rebecca is wondering why you just said McChickens.
Oh, because
it doesn't apply anymore because the price has been raised.
McChickens.
$1.50
everywhere.
Oh God,
anyways,
man, I'm broke. I can't
Kyle
food.
Measures things in how
much food I can shove down my throat. Yeah, and that's,
and McChicken used to be $1.
Used to be $1. Well, now it's a cheeseburger. The straight
simple
cheeseburger's got to be $1.
See, you have to change it from McChicken.
That looks too serious.
I remember back in the day when bacon burgers were $1. Do you remember those days, guys? Oh, they're the best days in the world.
Like 5 years ago.
So $1 for something.
Yeah, I should.
Fallout New Vegas
is a good game.
$4, so that's $4.
Yeah, it's $4 for the standard edition, or if you want the game of the year, it's
$11. But it hasn't hit the flash sale yet, so once it hits flash sale, then it might go even lower to like $2.
I should get Borderlands legally, and then we can all play as like one giant team, and then just like roam around. 78%. Wait, but is that the Mechronancer?
Yeah.
Can you get Mechronancer in your version? The game of the year.
So you bought both of them?
Okay, we should.
Is this too serious?
Mechronancer is one out of four.
I'm gonna be too.
Guys,
do that.
Guys.
All
right.
Well, you guys are just
mumbling. That's cool.
So we bought a bunch of games because we've been.
I bought 2 games.
Yeah. And Rebecca and I are gonna stream that eventually because we got to play Octodad together.
Oh my God.
What was the one? Bought that's like Sim City but better.
Oh, City Skylines. And that's on sale.
Is that sale
today,
too? Okay,
lowest price today.
By today we mean Saturday. But
yes.
but yeah, I should get that because that game looks fun.
It's super satisfying.
Dollars.
Yeah, that one's $20.
You get to build. You get to build your own like epic. It just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
the Steam community, you can download pre-made items.
Yeah, you can.
Space Needle.
So how do you guys feel about GTA basically not going on sale at all?
That was stupid.
It's a 2-year-old game almost at this point. Like,
well, on the console it's 2 years old.
Yeah, but come on, seriously.
Grand
if anyone
Theft
wasn't,
Auto.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Because like everyone was complaining about it.
Wow.
The standard game is $60.
I'm in it.
But if you want free extras, yeah, we'll give it to you. But you still have to pay the full price for the game.
It was pretty dumb.
It was like
it was
really
because they were toting that it was going to be on sale. And
yeah.
Then
if it was $10 off,
really
even if it was $49, I'm like,
well,
okay,
that's
all right.
What Witcher is. Witcher's like $8 off.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little
but
bit.
Witcher's super new.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, it's way newer than GTA.
But I think GTA has a big enough following though. They
yeah,
might be able
exactly.
to say, well, it doesn't matter if
they
you go on sale. No one cares. Like, we're going to get the price. We're going to get sale anyways.
They will. It'll go on sale in the winter sale, which is when I will buy it, so.
Yeah.
But,
definitely wait for that. I bought Skyrim the year that it wasn't.
We,
75% off. Wow.
Yeah, there's some good shit going on.
Is it $5? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's still carrying. Oh, so it'll go back up after today because that's going to carry over from yesterday.
I'll probably buy it.
I heard a lot of the Lego super games cool. are really good.
Yeah, that's what I never knew that they were super good, but people were saying like the Lord of the Rings one is like one of the best ones.
No, your 5-7 is rated
higher than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
I watched the Watch Mojo.
H-Face! Ooh! I knew it.
What's that?
I heard like, I was watching like a Watch Mojo on like YouTube and like the Harry Potter games, I guess like were one of the top 10 games that were just like ever.
No one ever talks about it really.
Yeah. I think because of the fact that it says Lego, a lot of people are like, oh, it's for kids. Older people can play. It's like, this is actually a lot of fun.
Well, Splatoon was aimed at children and all, like, kids don't even like it, but adults are like obsessed with it.
Is that the game where they drop a nuke? Like, it's Worms? Wait, not it's Worms. No. What's Splatoon then?
Splatoon's the one where you have to paint the floor your color.
Yeah,
I never
played
that. Oh, that reminded me of the Toast game. Is that on here?
Oh, I am Toast?
I am Red.
Oh,
yeah.
That was on sale.
Oh, did I miss it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on sale.
Okay, good.
It hasn't hit the lowest price.
Rebecca's going to get all the weirdo games that make no sense.
Yeah.
That'll be my niche.
You guys should search I Am. You guys should like stream I Am Toast. I'm going to buy this. It's like, no, flip over.
That's why we want to get Octodad.
Look at that. You see my library?
Anyway,
yeah,
I bought them on my laptop.
Okay. Bought them on my laptop, so it didn't.
Splatoon. Did we talk about Splatoon last week?
I don't think we did.
Oh,
I don't know. Kevin's been obsessed with
it. I
want to
buy a Wii U just for Splatoon.
Yeah.
But
do it.
It's so expensive. Like,
do
Splatoon
it.
Is $60.
$60 ain't nothing.
I know.
It's only 60 meat chickens.
But then
my show's like 40 meat chickens at this point.
Yeah, but then I also would need a Wii U, which I don't have.
Yeah, see, I almost bought a Wii U just for like Mario Kart. He's like, man, that's such a fun game. Like, it's
this
so
is,
basic, but it brings back memories.
This is
the
gaming
feels.
Podcast.
Yeah, apparently we're talking about gaming.
Well, every topic we had planned out is like gaming related.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a big
weekend.
E3 is coming up.
I know. We were talking about Twitch and YouTube.
Yes.
Is releasing
a competitor to Twitch.
Yeah, YouTube
Ooh.
Game.
Yeah.
YouTube gaming, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But Twitch isn't for only for
Twitch.
Gaming.
Twitch
is just for live streaming.
Live streaming.
YouTube's
live streaming.
Is not the best.
Got it.
Well, no, because Twitch doesn't. It's Flash only. They don't have HTML5 support.
Oh.
So
that's why my laptop runs really hot when I'm watching it.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So it's only Flash. So YouTube.
Oh, really?
Gaming,
I didn't know that.
Yes, this is why our insiders was like, I don't
Oops.
Like Twitch.
Oops, that makes
our
sense.
Insider? Is
yes.
that what we're going to
well,
refer to him as?
YouTube gaming is only, right now, there's only screenshots and stuff up there.
Right,
no
if you Google YouTube gaming, it'll just take you to, like, a kind of a basic page.
Oh,
it's not, like, yeah. And we know someone that is connected to it, and so we were able to preview
Bob?
We were able to preview it live. So people in
game.
That in there are already streaming it, but it's only, like, testing and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we were able to watch it, and it's really good quality. The people didn't have the little like picture in the corner.
I like that though. I like that little bit
like
of personality,
too.
You know.
So they said that I don't know much. Anyway, they were using Open Broadcaster, like what we do, and everybody was recommending it. They were thinking about writing their own clients, but they were just
so
OBS is so good, just use that.
So you don't need any like sort of recording box,
nope.
right? Just your computer and your computer understands run webcam and also record or just upload what I'm doing. Okay.
And it also records to a file. So
oh, cool.
Yes,
really
we get saved. So if we want to upload it later,
yeah.
I'd say like I've seen a lot of like Twitch stuff where it's like they see like past broadcasts, which is nice because like
turn that on.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. Because I'll
it
say
was
like
off and then we
yeah. Because I'll say like I was like oh man, I kind of wish I could watch some old stuff.
Yeah, so
there's a moment where I'm like I want to reverse. No.
By default.
Twitch has
Twitch
it off.
Does not let you save previous podcasts.
Yeah.
You just have to go with it and turn it off.
Because they don't want storage.
I mean,
this is
a big deal in terms of, like, a competitor for Twitch, because people upload their Twitch streams to YouTube, so wouldn't it be easier to just use, like, YouTube gaming and then it's, like, auto?
I would still
I mean?
Do both, because then you get income both ways, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
I
monetize both sides.
Stuff about, like, subscriptions and stuff. There's not a whole lot out about it.
Yeah,
so,
we don't know much about it, but
we
got to look at it, and it's pretty... solid.
Yeah, the mobile app is super
cool. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good,
which
good,
I
good.
Don't think, I don't know, Twitch does
Twitch is alright. I watched Twitch on my phone a couple times.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick.
It
it's actually really quick. I'm surprised at how well it... Well, again, I mean, we're in Seattle.
Rebecca,
but,
we'll be live streaming on Twitch, so you need to know what it is.
Video game comment.
Yes.
Okay, go. Oh, that was your
comment.
Oh, wow. Very insightful.
Right? You never thought of it that way.
Nope. So insightful.
Yeah.
Pretty on it. I know what
awesome.
Twitch is.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to
put it on YouTube.
I mean, I'm getting Kerbal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's on sale too. All
right.
I'm going to get the toast game too.
Yeah,
what?
I lost track of time,
it's
so
okay.
I think we should talk about this week's sponsor.
No.
Semi-sponsor.
What?
Oh, okay, fine. All right, we'll save it to the end. We were talking about it earlier. Okay.
We have a sponsor?
You can talk. You can do it now.
All right, so this week's, I guess, sponsor, or our people that are helping us along, is Pinky Paradise. If you need contact lenses or any other custom cosplay contacts, go to elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise.
There you go.
We also have a sidebar ad. You can click that, and it'll take you to Pinky Paradise. Right now, they have a special on surprise random contacts.
Yes. If you want, if you don't care what color you get, you can click, like, surprise me, and it's only $13.90 instead of $20.
Yeah, $20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, can you? And they do have all sizes for diameters and prescription strength. So, if you do wear regular contacts and want to wear contacts, you can order
can
your prescription.
Can they wear astigmatism?
Yeah,
yes,
they have astigmatism ones. Wow, Rebecca got a text in the middle of this.
So, yes, leadcosplay.com/paradise.
Whoa, busting up.
You can order contacts. From
awesome.
Paradise. Yeah.
That's
good,
really
yeah.
cool.
Good job, Kevin.
Yes, thank you. All right.
Yeah. Because that is actually the thing I've been wanting to get for a long time is actually like colored contacts.
Yeah.
Cause,
yeah.
So the astigmatism ones are.
They're more expensive.
But yeah,
so
more processing.
The rando
yeah.
ones are probably.
Don't
yeah. Random astigmatism is like, ah, it hurts. I can't see anything.
So yeah, it's just the regular. But you can choose the prescription on there. So that's nice, because for a while, or a while ago, cosplay contacts used to just be like, 00.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, overlay your contacts.
God, that's such
don't
a bad
that.
Idea.
And if you don't know your prescription size, go to your doctor to get that taken care of.
Yes.
They can measure it, and most people have insurance that will cover it.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Walmart does for free, or at least the initial
test. What'd your mom want, Rebecca?
Wait, I've been thinking we get blue ones.
It's a secret.
Yeah, that's actually on... Yeah, that's
I should totally do blue. That'd be so cool.
Secret
stuff.
Yeah.
With blue eyes.
Do ice.
Come on.
You gotta do lighter blue. Yeah. The darker blue will be too dark.
Yeah, because if you light blue, the brown behind it will
yeah.
push it dark.
We
yeah,
actually have an article about that.
Yeah,
what?
You did. Yeah, you talked about it. When
yeah,
you did your review
yeah,
on it.
Your eyes versus my eyes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And they look different.
Yes.
Blue eyes is hard. I don't know.
So you have, like, good eyes for contacts, like, color
sometimes
contacts.
Sometimes I don't think so. Sometimes I think it's color.
Oh.
Kevin, or Kyle's crying.
Yeah, allergies, guys.
Because when you have darker eyes and then you put a color or you do something, it makes it look cooler because you're like, oh, it's different, you know. But my eyes are so light that when I put something in, you're like.
We can put ink them. I've seen people do ink, like ink their eyeballs.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
The scalera or whatever.
Yeah.
That is just.
It's only bad for you. It's not bad.
Ooh,
it's, not like
it's extreme.
It's gonna kill you.
There's the ones I keep sometimes if you look at like cosplayer. Reviews on contacts.
Doing some boob advertising.
Yeah.
Boob
I like
yeah.
it.
Oh.
The boobertizing. And there'll be like related videos and it's like how to permanently change your eye color to blue or something and they're like stabbing the thing.
Oh,
I was just like,
no.
Well,
looking at the tiny preview image, I'm just like, nope,
yeah.
go away, please.
No, there are some videos, I think it's like Korea or some like, you know, Asian country where it's like they put coloring piece of like plastic in your
that.
Eye, like underneath
yeah,
your cornea, or not underneath cornea.
I've seen that
yeah.
too. Yeah.
And then, like, then after a while, it gets really bad, and you start getting like
infections.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
And what's the example? You get the like when your eyes harden.
They call it brick eye.
Yeah.
Cataracts.
Yeah. And then like
otherwise
really
known as cataracts.
It doesn't breathe. Your eye needs to breathe. The reason that contacts are as expensive as they are is because they let your eye
yeah.
breathe and like get air oxygen to them.
Yeah.
They need to have
I saw a Brazilian girl that did the blue and she looked, I mean, it looked amazing, right?
Yeah.
But I was just like, no, that is like, you're
going to
die.
You're going to go blind.
You're
going to
be blind. Yeah. So I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast before, but how do you guys feel about Kickstarters or Indiegogos or whatever for cosplayers so they can either go to cons or make their costume?
That's free market stuff, man.
Yeah.
If they get the money, they get it.
But how do you, does it bother you?
I don't care.
Yeah.
It does for me a lot.
The presentation
is
good.
I hate that idea where it's like, give me money, please. Like,
but they're giving something in return, maybe. Like,
what are they giving you?
This is just, I need money to go to the con.
That's a GoFundMe.
But you're not receiving an item. Oh, GoFundMe. Like,
yeah.
Just, yeah, you have
I feel
to
like
see.
Kickstarter and Indiegogo, they're like, give me $5.
Sorry, maybe
you
maybe
picture.
I meant, I'm sorry, I meant GoFundMe then.
Yes.
The one where you don't receive an item.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
That is free market shit right there, though.
I guess you're right, but I mean, still, it annoys me the fact that people just go out like, hey, I don't have money for this. I don't want to save.
Yeah, but
can
if you have an
money,
amazing
please?
Outfit and you have the talent and the ability, you just don't have the stuff, you can set
but
you can set up a presentation that people
saving.
Would give money
it's
to.
It's called working and saving your money
but
to
what
do
if
this
that's
stuff.
Somebody's full-time job.
And then I'm sorry, then you need to
then
get a different full-time
job.
Wow!
Yeah, it's not a job.
Wowza!
All right. It's really frustrating. I guess for me, it's really frustrating when people...
Go work in a bank.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if you get a cosplay.
No, it's just frustrating to me where it's like, I mean, I work a full-time job. Kevin works full-time. We all work full-time jobs. And it's like, other people out there just stand around like, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, like,
but you don't
like controlling
that.
Myself. Make what excuse do they have?
Like financial hardship, maybe like something
yeah,
unexpected happened,
died.
Or
yeah. What if their kid died? Is that what
you
just said?
What if their kid died?
Why?
If you have such financial hardships, why are you cosplaying? You need to. This is priority.
Because your life should be just all hardship and nothing.
No.
So you can't have any fun.
No, but when it's called you know, trials and tribulations. I mean, I'm not religious by any means, but.
Okay,
like
so people
like
can do whatever they want. So what about the people who give money? What are they doing then?
Giving money to people because they feel bad.
Okay, then what's the problem?
I don't like the idea of being able to... So then why, it's, like, it's one of those things where people... I think I should be able to say, hey, I want $5, please.
You could.
I'm going to then. Then just
okay,
piss people off.
So
make
a
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.
And you'll get the money.
But don't GoFundMe's have to be like approved, though?
No.
It's not Kickstarter.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, about, okay, so we have someone
we
on my
someone,
Facebook,
yes.
Yeah.
And he set up a GoFundMe for to pay for his school. To
oh, yeah,
I
know
you're
talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, who the this wants to pay for your education?
Yeah, why don't you just
other than your family?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going.
I think
to
only
get,
his family gave money, but
yeah
exactly.
It was
like $100.
Yeah,
it was
just $100.
It's like,
for like a $60,000 GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah, and
like,
yeah.
Who wants to give? Because
he wants his master's degree.
They
want to
pay
yeah.
for fun things like cosplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, yeah. See that kind of. Stuff, I guess in general, I hate GoFundMe at all because it's just begging. It's literally like.
Well,
pop,
the only ones I don't mind
begging.
Are the ones where it's like, hey, this family or my friend, you know, their house burned down. Let's.
But didn't you say GoFundMe of the woman who like you know killed two people in a DUI? She like she was drunk and hit and killed
oh,
two
and
people,
she
and she was like
money for her
hospital
thing.
Bills, and it's like what? This is what. See,
I mean, anybody,
that's
anybody can do it. Any,
God, that's so frustrating. I guess I just hate GoFundMe in general. Where it's
yeah,
like
GoFundMe's
I'm begging. I'm poor. Give me money, please.
Well,
or I'm not poor, but it's like I don't want to do anything to save my money. Give me money instead.
Okay, all right. So then this brings up the one Detroit guy where. Every day, this guy drove by, this guy walking to work.
Okay.
45 minutes each way to work
sure.
and home. And so the guy was like, man, I feel bad for this guy. And this guy would give him rides occasionally and stuff like that. So he set up a GoFundMe and said, like, this guy has been working at the Ford manufacturing plant for the past 25 years.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a car. Let's save him enough money for a car.
They
got him like $300,000 or like $100,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And then some dealership was like, oh, you know what? Here's a car.
Okay.
So they gave the guy a car and $300,000. And then he's like, thank you. And then he just retired with it. Because, I mean, he was like 50 or 60 years old.
Okay.
He was already,
old.
Yeah, he was pretty old. No, okay, maybe not.
You
yeah.
can't retire
$300,000.
So, like yeah, he was pretty old. And he was still working and he worked every day.
Okay.
And he couldn't have enough money.
That's a heartstring story. See, that's different than if someone's like, I don't want to save money for my cosplay. Give me money. That's a heartstring story.
Know.
People, you realize our generation is very reactionary and very like, oh my God, I feel so bad for this guy. Let's give him money.
That's not reactionary what
but not
you're doing.
No, but that's a emotional. I know, but I mean, like, but our generation is like, oh, let's all do this right now. Like, let's support this guy because this one story came up on, you know.
I haven't seen one in a while, but it was a topic, and people would be like, please don't post your, like, please let me go to this con thing. I don't want to see it, you know. It's like people would make Facebook posts about that, and I'd be like, people are doing that? What's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah. We haven't seen it, but it happens.
People have been talking about
yeah.
it, yeah. And I just, I haven't seen one, but I was just reminded of it for some reason this morning.
We
oh, it's for something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, we saw it for Kickstarter stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
and
we
I was
saw
like,
the, there was a
post. I'm okay with Kickstarters, though.
Yeah, the Kickstarter, you get a reward.
Exactly.
You know, you see
someone develop something. They actually,
yeah.
like, are, you,
well,
they,
sometimes.
Well, yeah, exactly. That
they
for all books. No, but, you know, like, Kickstarter's okay, because it's like, he actually has a goal. He knows what he wants to do, and he's actually going to give you something. Like, not give you, but give the community something back.
Right.
You know, or that, or potentially
like a rec center.
A
community. A municipal park.
Yeah, something like that.
Get a community center. A YMCA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that the city's a private owned.
Yeah. That was a hot topic.
Yeah. Well, we do see those random posters around town for GoFundMes. I don't know. There was a homeless lady that had like a bunch of them that said, give me GoFundMe, and then there was a war bloggers and we need money. GoFundMe.
Yeah, and it was like one of those blogs where you thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And you know, it was like, I'm like a rat with like Z's, I'm like, you're like, and it, I was what the fuck is going on? It was pretty much the most hilarious like attempt to get money for no reason.
Yeah. Anyway. So wait, what was the potato guy, the potato salad guy, was he the Kickstarter?
That's Kickstarter. Okay. You got samples and recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made so much money off that. Or like not made so much money, but he just like had so much to come off of it, you know.
It was like a joke and then it was like
$10 for a potato salad. Yeah. I'll send you a picture of the potato salad when it's done. And then, here's the recipe. I'll say your name when I'm making it. And then,
whoa, yeah.
It's like a year in the making. Like, it's just, this guy was like,
crap. I think he ended up delivering on it, though. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
He actually
made a video of him making the potato salad and said everyone's name.
Just like while he's like stirring. He's
what was he wearing?
Oh.
We didn't donate to it, so we couldn't.
He's wearing a potato.
just a potato.
When we found out about it, it was already done, or like it was already. We were like,
Yeah, it was already pretty late.
Yeah, that was a good topic. Good job, Molly.
Yeah. So, news guys, I got a kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, the one we saw?
Yeah.
Yay! Oh,
she's hiding. Yeah, I picked her up. She's a Himalayan cat. She's about like yay big, and I'm just having like my hands about a foot apart from the audio listeners.
So she's itty bitty, and she's a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, she's fluff. No, she's smaller than a foot long, man.
Well, foot longs are smaller than a foot.
Yeah, they're like 8 inches.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like really fluffy, but she's like still getting used to my new apartment, and so she's been hiding behind my washer and dryer. But recently I've started hearing her like rustling around in the bathroom because I let her out of the bathroom. She's been rustling around in there, and then one morning I walked in my bathroom to go take a shower, and then she like was sitting on top of my towels, and she like meowed at me, and then jumped behind the washer and dryer.
Oh,
she's out. Hey. Yeah, she's like, hey, all right, bye. But she's been taking my smaller towels that I have, and she's been like making a nest behind there. Like I looked like because I kind of see under my wash and dryer, and I looked under there, and now it's like blocked with like towels. I'm like, damn it!
Don't look at me.
She's hiding.
Aww.
But she's super cute.
Yeah, she's pretty fluffy. And but God, there's hair everywhere. It's ridiculous.
You need to brush that thing.
I can't brush it when she's hiding back there.
He's just waving the brush behind the wash. Hey,
brush yourself. But yeah, I gotta get a new brush. I'm gonna get a new cat litter box because like there's litter everywhere now. I gotta
I think you filled it too high.
Yeah. Well, it's only like this thing's like two. It's like an inch or two. It's not much.
Well, you don't need a different litter box. You need like a little stepping thing outside of it because like she needs to like shake her legs off and she's doing it outside of.
Yeah, so I need to vacuum up the area eventually and then just get her a smaller. I want to get one of those like turnable ones, I guess, or make them where you just like. Flip, you can like get a grate underneath and it flips into a box.
I've seen those.
My friends have them. They said it's pretty good, so I might make that eventually. But like that and a brush are my next, or a Furminator, I guess is what my friends said to get.
A Furminator?
Because it gets the undercoat, and like she'll dig underneath and get the undercoat, and then it'll be good.
They like it if you do it, you don't like dig in.
No, you just kind of brush it on top.
Gently, and sometimes they'll walk to help you through.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so apparently her name's Aurora. She's
Aurora.
Aurora. But she.
Briar Rose.
Oh.
So she's I guess she gets, I mean, Himalayans in general just need attention, so I'm just letting her get bored of herself, and then she'll like hey, what's up? And she'll sit on my lap.
She'll come around. It's Monday you got her?
Is that I got her last Friday, so it's been a week.
Last Friday, okay.
It's been a little over a week. She's moving out. She's eating and drinking and pooping, which is important to me. She's not dying. She's not dead. Which is the most important thing.
She'll come around. Yeah. It'll take a while, but I can't, we'll have to come over. And she's out and about.
Yeah, when it's fun.
Kitties.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Should be fun.
All right.
That's it.
Done.
Wow. Good job. Where should we eat lunch?
Yeah, so yeah, what are you guys going to look like? I'm kind of feeling like pizza. No. Hold on. We can't close. We didn't get some sleep. Taco Bell. Pizza. Delicious. Where are you going? KFC.
Bye.
Bye, guys.